Penguin Random House Audio presents Chronicle of a Lost Summer, a novel of Egypt. This is the author, Yasmin al-Rashidi. Part 1. Summer 1984, Cairo. The house was blistering. Mama had drawn in and closed the wooden shutters hours earlier. Damp towels lay rolled on windowsills. The heat still seeped in. She now sat at one corner of the sofa, gray phone receiver in one hand pressed to her ear, plant mister in the other. She sprayed her face at intervals. Mama had always said the heat never bothered her. It was how she was made. That summer had been different. I sat at her feet staring at the muted TV screen, getting up and flipping between channels. Channel 1. Channel 2. The third channel stopped its broadcast at 1 p.m. There were only two programs for children. I flipped, hoping I might find something. In the corner of the room was Granny's old metal fan. It clicked and whirred, drowning out Mama's English-laced Arabic. I could make out none of the conversation, except to take note when she switched to French. It was the single language she spoke that I still didn't know. She seemed to use it more often that summer. I had no way of measuring time, but we sat like that for hours. Ozzy appeared now and then at the doorway and meowed. Mama ignored him. He was gray with long hair. Mama had said it was a bad idea to have a Persian. If one were to have a cat, it ought to be a local, a Beledi. Baba said let the girl have what she wants. He brought him home in the palm of his hand one day.